This podcast contains strong language and adult humour.
I'm in a much more chipper mood this week than last week. I really liked that promo.
Oh, the one
for it sounds so filthy.
Yeah.
And made me laugh so much. But I really like that as an idea. I worked out the best way to get free food from restaurants. Go in before closing time, like enough time before closing time that you can actually order food, sit down, chat and have your food and stuff.
Yeah.
And then when you leave, so this is just Nando's based, they will come over to your table and give you some Portuguese egg custard rolls and say, here you go, you can have these. We're going to throw them out anyway.
Ah.
Which is pretty good. So that is my number one tip this week for free food. I don't even know how much they retail at. They're probably like £3-4 each. That was a good night getting free food. Also, this week, I have tried rhubarb cider. It tastes just like rhubarb and custard sweets. It's the best thing ever.
Yeah.
I can't fault it at all.
I've had rhubarb lemonade before.
Well, imagine that, but boozy.
I think I had the rhubarb lemonade around the same time I drank pussy.
Oh, we're back to this. Shall we do a podcast?
Yes.
Oh, why am I saying it? I don't like this. No. I'm just wanting to get off the subject of you drinking pussy. That was all. Great.
I don't have to do it.
No, you've got to do everything else. That's how this co-hosting lark works.
Would you like to introduce the podcast?
No, I don't. Thanks.
Hello, welcome to the Prick Up Your Ears podcast, and I am Johnny Robinson.
Why did you say, and I am Johnny Robinson?
I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe by accidentally, like, switched roles in this podcast.
It's gone all Freaky Friday.
Yeah.
But the remake, because the remake was actually quite good.
I did think it was a bit weird when I woke up this morning because I have got orange hair now.
I don't have orange hair, fuck off.
All right then, you have got henna hair then.
I've got red hair.
Yeah.
I don't have orange hair. Although I have drawn a self-portrait with an orange Sharpie, so make of that what you will. I'm Zoe Fell, by the way.
That's Zoe Fell.
Hello.
How are you enjoying your colouring in book?
It arrived yesterday, but I was out yesterday, so I used it today. Colouring in is genuinely difficult, and I know that sounds ludicrous, but like, I've got special felt tip pens for it, and the designs are all really intricate. So I have got one page into my colouring book, and I've done about a tenth of the colouring in, and that's taken me about 4 hours. That's pathetic for colouring in.
What is it a picture of?
Well, I've got four books. This will take me about 4 years to do.
A year a book, then.
Good math. Some are pictures of animals, some are just intricate floral and kind of swoopy designs, but it's going to take me absolutely ages to do it.
Have you got special pens as well? What pens did you say you've got?
They're just felt tips, but they're felt tips that don't bleed through the paper.
See, I have the issue because I like using my Sharpies.
Right.
These ones, again.
Thank you. Hey, talking of zips, did you see Lenny Kravitz's cock this week?
No.
Oh.
Oh, I feel like I heard about it.
Yeah, he was wearing some leather trousers and they split and he wasn't wearing any underwear. It was fine. I mean, it's slightly more than fine. He's a very attractive man.
As a man, I can't really judge.
No, you can. You're totally allowed to do that.
Well, it feels wrong.
Okay. Also, I'm a little bit concerned that I had very vigorous dream sex last night that I don't remember. Because I woke up this morning, my wrist hurts and I have, like, pulled a muscle in my leg.
Right.
And I have no other explanation for it than really vigorous dream sex.
The thing is, do you remember having the dream?
No.
Hey, I feel like
chicken tonight?
Not only chicken tonight, which I was going to say afterwards. I feel like that I wrote a dream down.
Ooh.
But I can't remember it right now. In the meantime, though, I do have another subject we can talk about.
Okay.
Which is, have you seen the Deadpool trailer?
Yes, I fucking love it. I'm so excited.
Yeah, me too.
I'm so excited for it.
Because I kind of got excited with Suicide Squad for next year, but actually that one looks better.
Yeah. Suicide Squad looks amazing, but I'm much more excited for Deadpool.
I've come to the conclusion that Marvel do good films, but rubbish series, TV series is. But DC do rubbish films, but really good TV shows. Because Gotham's quite dark.
I've seen bits of Gotham and I've seen the whole first episode of Gotham and really liked it.
Yeah.
But Dad, weirdly enough, binge-watched it in like a whole day. And I know where I get my TV watching tendencies from now. So I was kind of in and out doing stuff and missed like most of the rest of the series. But what I saw that I really enjoyed.
I liked the second, I think it was the second or third episode when like there was this man giving some stuff out and people sniffed it, and then it made them crazy for milk for a bit, and then they all shriveled up and flopped into a big pool of skin. Okay, my dream.
Oh, brilliant.
Is a TV show based at uni, and these people were auditioning people for something on a fancy dress day. Nigel Farage was a joke character who came into audition and was crap. Everyone was dressed in costume, like, I don't know what.
What does it say?
It says Ginger.
Ginger?
Oh, Ginger, yeah, Ginger Afros.
I'm really good at this decryption.
Yeah, sometimes they were dressed in sportswear or like a costume for a dance. A bit like a Morris dance, but not. Farage played the recorder. Oh, yeah. Nigel Farage played the recorder and his act. It says his act and wanted to join in, but wasn't good enough. He refused to play his recorder properly, only blowing into the recorder from the outside.
What?
Without putting his lips on it. Every time he tried to play, it would stop in disappointment on the third note. And from what I remember, the tune was do 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 do, and then it stopped.
What tune is that?
Avery said it could be London's Burning,
right?
Which was do do do.
I know how London's Burning goes.
But actually, thinking about it, I think it was Little Town of Bethlehem.
Bethlehem.
Bethlehem. Because it was, yeah. It was the famous
that
song.
That should be his. I'm really tired.
The little town of Bethlehem, of
stop.
Course.
Stop. Please stop.
But he was also dressed in the afro.
You ruined Christmas forever.
He was dressed in a ginger afro with a mustache as well.
Right.
So, I suppose they were a bit like 118 characters. From what I gather, they were going do 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 do. Is that Little Town of Bethlehem? Or is that Men of Harlech?
Men of Harlech?
No, well, what's it called?
I don't know. It's your dream, mate.
Oh, no, that's a different song.
Okay.
That's a da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
That is a Little Town of Bethlehem.
Yeah, okay.
But
yeah.
You've just added a few more notes to make it a bit more jazzy. You've created a Little Town of Bethlehem is what you've done.
That's good. I can use that for copyright.
You can't.
Bethlehem's a made-up word. So,
Did you just shout poke at me?
Yes. No, I was going to say.
Do you have voice-activated Facebook now?
What I meant to say was podcast.
Well, that's not what you said.
No, I said poke.
You did.
Podcast, though. Yes, we're still playing the game of throwing it at the wall and seeing what sticks.
Yes, we are.
Ruby's thing we've got coming up later today also, with our wonderful feature Ruby's Words of Wisdom. Fact Cock and some weird news also up today, and we'll see whatever features we have by the time the podcast goes up.
No, I was just laughing because I've got this long thin floppy sausage. Let me get it up.
If you look down, there's one like with a face.
I know, but I'm really paranoid about that now.
Shall I slip a bit of it in?
Let's get on with it.
Okay, so I've got a little bit of a game for you with my first news story this week, Johnny.
Okay.
I need you to fill in the blank in this headline. Man chews off his own blank in an attempt to not be identified by police. That's man chews off his own blank in an attempt to not be identified by police.
Blankety blank, blankety blank, blankety blank.
I can give you another clue. This is in America. I would suggest throwing out some ideas and then picking one.
Okay, so first idea then would be hand, because his fingers would identify him. Possibly his own penis, because if he's been doing crimes with his willy.
Willy crime. Willy does the crime, willy does the tam.
Yeah, well, by itself, if he's chopped it off by himself, bitten it off, whatever he's done.
You wouldn't want a self-aware penis, would you? The answer to that question is no.
No, or one that was... Yeah, that just kind of managed to live by itself.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a horror film with Ron Jeremy in. Or there's a film that's come out fairly recently about a man's penis that detaches itself from his body and then does stuff.
What, does, like, criminal things?
I'm gonna... Hang on, let me...
Because I'm pretty sure there was one a long time ago with Chris... I think it was Christopher Walken. When he had his hand chopped off.
Can you do a Christopher Walken impression?
No.
He's one of those people that I would love to be able to do an impression of.
Yeah.
But can't, and it annoys me. By the way, I've Googled, and the film is called One Eyed Monster. Genius. Okay. And a guy's penis gets taken over by a sex crazed alien.
Oh, okay.
And Ron Jeremy is in the film. I was right. I haven't even seen this film. Maybe I should watch it.
Yeah, where do we go from that?
I was trying to get you to guess what this man had chewed off.
Did it say what crime that he'd done?
Yes, but I'll get to that.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't really give you a clue.
Because I thought if it was a crime such as, like, nicking lollies and then... Or running away, or, like, you know, like, being a bit of a freak and going into the freezer section of a co-op... And then licking just the ice off of the front of something.
Right.
And then running away. And then left his tongue prints.
Right.
So maybe he left a tongue print in the freezer and didn't want his tongue being identified, so...
Right. So what are you going to go with?
I'm going to go for hands.
I'll give you that. Man chews off his own fingerprints in an attempt to not be identified by police. A man is under arrest in Lee County, Florida, despite his attempts to chew off his own fingerprints in an attempt to not be identified. The Lee County Sheriff's Office says detectives spotted a 2015 Mercedes, which had been stolen, and stopped the vehicle. Detectives discovered that the driver, 20-year-old, was using a fraudulent ID, had a concealed firearm, and possessed 3 fraudulent credit cards. As the suspect was being detained in the back of the patrol vehicle, surveillance video shows him attempting to remove his own fingerprints by chewing them off and rubbing them against the cage. The ploy wasn't successful, though, as a fingerprint scanner quickly identified the man. LCSO says he has 2 felony warrants for his arrest out of Broward County for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Roberts has been charged with 3 counts of possession of a counterfeit card, Grand Theft Auto, actual thing, possession of a concealed firearm, possession of similitude of a driver's license, driving while license suspended, and false identification given to law enforcement. There was also a bit in the article that said he was here in the country illegally. I just find it interesting, the fact that he did all of this stuff and then got busted for stealing a car.
I suppose that's how it works, though, with a lot of things. Or maybe they were just kind of like... Maybe they'd been waiting for him to show up and found out, oh, look what else you've done, you naughty.
Naughty boy. But I read this article, and I thought, if you're going to do that, surely you would go the whole hog and remove your fingerprints before you even started doing the crimes. Because I've watched enough crime shows to know that you can kind of take them off with acid if it's strong enough. But my middle finger fingerprints are a bit weird anyway, because I've got like quite hard skin, like right on my fingertips, like in the middle of my fingers.
Yeah.
And I don't know why, but obviously when I do a fingerprint, it's all like that bit is kind of missing.
Oh, okay.
So I would be fucked if I did some crimes without gloves. But also, you know, if you look at your hands.
Yeah.
I'm assuming you have this.
I have a hand, yeah.
Good.
Got 2 of them.
Right.
And I've got feet as well.
Oh my God, right. No, we're talking about hands here, right?
Yeah.
So in the middle of your palm, there's like a little circular, like, bit of skin that's kind of maybe a slightly different shade to the rest of your hand. Do you have that? Or like when you were younger, like there'd be like a little bit in the middle of your hand. I'm not describing stigmata, by the way.
What do you mean?
I mean, like, there was, like, in the middle of your palm.
Yeah.
There was like a circular bit of skin.
Yeah.
That was like a slightly different colour.
Is it on the edge of your hand?
No, it's like in the middle of your hand.
So I've got one on the edge that's like a, you know, like how a fingerprint is. It goes round in a blue. And
yeah.
I've got that on the edge of my hand.
No. That's not what I'm talking about at all. Because until you know what I'm talking about, I can't continue the story, and it's not even that good a story to do that.
Hang on. Do you reckon there's a name for it?
What I'm trying to find out.
Okay.
Oh no, I put in pictures of palms and now I've just got loads of trees. Hands are weird things when you look at them for a long time, aren't they?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe I need to go to pictures of children's hands. This is getting really creepy.
Maybe it is the thing I'm thinking of, but it's moved.
But basically,
yeah.
When I was a child, I had like these raised bits in the middle of my hand. And the reason I don't have them anymore is because I like would bite them off as a child. Like gnawing at my own skin.
Like a callus thing?
A little bit. But it wasn't like hard skin, it was just skin. And they were identical on my hands. Fun childhood fact for you there.
Is it in the middle of your hands or where your fingers are?
No, it was in the middle of my hands.
Okay, and it was raised?
Yeah, like slightly raised.
I'm playing with my hands now.
It's weird, isn't it?
Yeah. I was looking on Metro.
That's your favourite website to go for weird news.
Yeah. According to Metro, Kellogg's cornflakes were invented to stop people masturbating.
Two things. Number one, I think we've done that fact on this before.
Okay.
Number two, I was about to chip in when you said, do you know Kellogg's? I was literally about to chip in with going, hey, did you know that they used to do cornflakes to stop you from masturbating? So I would have completely shat all over that story.
Okay, well, there
you go. Which is kind of what I'm doing anyway.
Did we, in that case, I don't remember doing it on the podcast, but we might have done it on the show.
I think we've definitely discussed it.
I know we've talked about cornflakes before.
That's not a normal sentence to use.
I know we've talked about cornflakes before.
Guys, we're so cool, we discuss cornflakes.
Yeah, listen to our podcast, we talk about the exciting things in life, like cornflakes and death simulators.
We don't make shoes.
No.
We don't make dogs.
We don't give kids cigarettes.
We don't give head.
Well,
don't put that in. I need to stop.
Although I've drank pussy before.
Yes.
Apparently, there is nothing quite like a refreshing bowl of cornflakes smacking around your chops in the morning. But the original purpose of Kellogg's cornflakes is far from that of maintaining a balanced diet. It turns out that cornflakes were invented to stamp out sex and masturbation. Take that and drizzle over your snap, crackle and pop. John Harvey Kellogg was a staunch believer in the benefits of celibacy, believing that sex was unhealthy for the body, mind and soul. Masturbation, meanwhile, he considered even worse.
He clearly just wasn't getting laid. This was his problem.
I wonder if he was, like, forever single.
Celibate. Just because you're single doesn't mean you're not having sex.
Well, he's saying sex was unhealthy for the body and mind. Self-pollution, what's it called? Self-pollution is a crime doubly abominable. He is quoted as once saying, while in his book, Plain Old Facts for the Old and Young, embracing the natural history and hygiene of organic life, he said masturbation caused epilepsy, bad posture, stiff joints, fickleness, and palpitations.
Hey, masturbation cures stiffness. Thanks very much.
Strangely, he didn't say about going blind.
What?
If you play with your willy too much, you go blind. That's what everyone used to say. Or the birds will peck it off, well, for guys. Hence, I wear glasses. Dr. Kellogg, who died aged 91 in 1943, never consummated his marriage.
Oh, there you go. You've answered your own fucking question in the article. You clearly didn't read that.
Well, I did find it like 2 seconds before I read it out. And rather than have sex to procreate, he chose to adopt several children and foster 42.
Wow.
His wife slept in a separate bedroom. Dr. Kellogg believed that meat and rich flavoured food increased sexual desire and plain fruits suppressed it. So that's why Kellogg's cornflakes were supposed to be helpful for that.
Right.
This led him into creating a range of breakfast products while a physician at Battle Creek Sanitarium in Michigan believed that he would stop people from pleasuring themselves. His first invention was granola before inventing an enema machine and stuffing half a pint of yogurt up his anus as a cleanse. The other pint would be consumed by the mouth.
Howdy, I'm Dr. Kellogg. In my spare time, I don't like to masturbate, polluting life with my testicle sperm. In my latest health regime, we shove half a pint of yogurt up your jacksie. Oh yeah, come and gorge.
You know, he was going on about how kind of rich foods and flavors and stuff increase sexual desire.
Yeah.
I have never eaten a steak and then immediately wanted to put my hand down my own pants. I don't think.
I was going to make some joke about meat and two veg then, but I couldn't think of it.
Okay. Thanks for giving me the bare bones of a joke there. The bare T-bones of a joke.
So apparently his final invention was just plain cereal, including cornflakes.
I like cornflakes.
It must be not the cornflakes then that are enable you to want to do that stuff, to do sexy things.
Shall I just go on a cornflake-only diet for a week and see what happens?
You'll become like some sort of sexless person. Or something.
You say that as if that's not happening already. You can put that bit in, that's fine.
I read your
maybe
blog.
Maybe I'm not eating enough cornflakes. Maybe they... What?
But I don't know, I read your blog, oh, so okay. I...
Right, I'm not going to just go, guys, I got laid, it's all great. It's not going to happen.
No.
Probably. Maybe I'm not eating enough cornflakes. Maybe that's what the problem is.
Yeah, what you need to do is eat meat to the point where you get meat sweats every lunchtime.
Oh, God, no.
Then go and meet people who you're going to meet.
Right.
And be like, I have just had so much meat and I'm so sweaty now. And they might like that because you've just eaten shitloads of meat.
If you lick me, I taste of sausage. Oh, I don't do myself any favours.
To say at the end of the thing that there is no evidence that eating cornflakes leads to less sex.
Right.
So, there
I
you go.
I imagine if you dated someone that ate only cornflakes, it would make going out for dinner a bit more difficult.
Yeah, you'd have to make sure that they had
date
cornflakes.
Date someone instead that talks so much that they have to take away most of their meal because the restaurant is closing. That's what you need to do.
Is that what happens?
That's exactly what happens. It's like, oh, they're closing in 15 minutes. We probably should go and let them clean up.
I had a thought about, it was a long time ago, it was when I was doing Swindon 105.5,
uh-huh.
and I was trying to lose some weight because I'd gained a load of it from when Ruby was on the way.
Right. Were you eating for two?
Yes, I was. I strongly believe that I had sympathy pains.
Right.
So yeah, I gained a fair bit of weight, and I was trying to think of ways how to take that weight off.
Uh-huh.
And I wasn't sure whether to believe all of the, like, diets and stuff that was going around at the time. So I thought, I'm just going to make my own one up and just eat Ready Breck.
Ooh.
And then I spoke to someone who does, like, a health show on the station. And then she's like, oh, don't have that. You'll get all sorts.
You'd get really constipated.
Well, she said it would cause a weak thing and then, like, thrush.
Oh, lovely.
Which guys can get, so...
Hey guys, you can get thrush too.
Yeah. So she said don't do it. It's a bad idea. Okay, time for Fact Cock.
Yep. To listen to the podcast.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, oh, let's find out what I do this week. Oh, look, I'm rapping. That's exciting. Here we go. 3 7s or 2 11s. Prick up your ears. Genius over here. Hey, maths fans. Please don't speak to me about exams. Oi, naughty boy. 44. Droopy Draws.
I'm Zophel.
She plays by the rules. She's pretty cool. She wears boots and she wears colourful dresses, though. See, you... Naughty. You're so naughty. The first president of Zimbabwe was President Banana. A law was passed forbidding citizens from making jokes about his name. If you had to have a surname that was a fruit, and I don't mean fruit as in a disparaging name for a gay gentleman.
No.
I just thought I'd clarify that.
That opens up a whole load of other options, but no, just close that door.
No,
shut that door.
Cilla Blackstein, that's sad, isn't it?
Yeah. Also, not as sad, but Miss Piggy and Kermit.
No, that's... Okay, that's not more sad, because a woman's died. A real woman's died. I'm so sad, genuinely. She was a pig.
Yeah.
And he was a frog.
Hmm.
I know that's pointing out the obvious, but people wouldn't have thought that would work.
No.
And then it was, and they were amazing together, and now they split up. And I'm like, oh, that's really sad. I genuinely got quite upset about it. I don't want them to see other people. They're perfect together.
I do wonder how they actually managed to have the children that they have, though. Because they have children, don't they?
They do.
Which wasn't one of them halfway up the stairs?
No, aren't you getting confused with, like, his cousin or something?
Or his nephew, was
it? Nephew, I think, yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's a tragic story. That's a tragic song as well. Oh,
there's
God.
A dark side to the Muppets.
Really dark, but they're amazing.
It's weird how we've gone on to Muppets.
From President Banana. So, if you could have a surname that was a fruit, what would you choose? You've kind of already got one in Robinson. You could be Johnny Peach and Barley Robinsons.
Or Blackcurrant.
Yeah.
Johnny Blackcurrant would be a...
Johnny Blackcurrant? It sounds like a really cool nickname.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, it's Johnny Blackcurrant!
He is the kind of... Not necessarily the Fonz.
Hey, does he go... D!
Or eh. Fonzie goes
Canadian?
A. No, he's Northern. He goes eh.
Eh?
Like that, everyone. Eh? What's going on, mate? And that's his catchphrase.
Brilliant.
Johnny Blackcurrant rocks up.
Oh, guys, the party started. Johnny Blackcurrant's here.
Hey, what's up? What's up, lads? I've come to join party. Let's go. Let's have an hard one. Go to hard or go to oh. What about you?
I think if I was Peach, that would... I think people would just think I was to mop my arse all the time. And I couldn't have, like, melons or pear. Yeah, Zoe Melons doesn't work. Actually, that's brilliant. That's what I'm going to choose. It's Johnny Blackcurrant and Zoe Melons!
Now, Zoe Melons sounds like that you would have big ones.
Are you suggesting that I don't?
I've...
I mean, they're perfectly sized. It's all
okay,
good.
I've never seen, so I can't vouch.
You say that as if I've had a censorship bar over my chest over the last, like, 4 years we've known each other.
It'll be one of those clothings that's got an animal repeated along it.
Oh, was it my blue owl shirt?
I think I might have said owls with my T-shirt Tourette's.
Right.
I've mentioned T-shirt Tourette's on the podcast before, haven't I?
I don't think so, but that's fine.
Oh, well, basically, sometimes I will notice what someone's wearing and just shout out what it is.
I think we have done this because I think I brought up the fact that I've got an old dress now that was black and covered in hearts. And every time I wore it, Yelma would ask me what the print on it is.
Yeah.
Without fail, every time.
Yeah.
It's just really funny.
But yeah, no, I recall you wearing many things with print.
I'm now one of these people that buys the same T-shirt in lots of different colours because it's quite flattering.
Hmm.
Luckily, they're from Primark and £2.50. So I can buy as many as I like and keep supporting child slavery.
Yay!
Yeah.
Is it my
It is your go,
okay.
Yes.
Okay, so I've just found one. Banging your head against a wall uses 150 calories an hour.
So does that mean you have to do 60 minutes of head banging to get that calorie loss?
Yes. If McDonald's, I think, is somewhere between 600 and 1,000 calories, possibly more, then you'd have to go for a fair bit to... It'll probably take you till the next dinner to get rid of them.
I'll rattle off this one.
Okay.
Capital letters were stored in the upper tray for typefaces, This is why they're called uppercase. That's one of those things that I'm surprised I didn't know before.
Yeah.
But it's something that I've actually always wanted to know why. But never been asked to go and find out why.
I'm pretty sure when I was in primary school, there was a time when we had to make our own newspaper, and we watched a video of how they used to do it, which had like the typeface things, and they had to like put all of the letters in the newspaper in the order or something of how they were
printed.
Yeah. There is a rare breed of chicken where the whole chicken is black, including its skin, its meat, its organs and the bones, and the tongue and its eyes, and they cost $2,500.
That sounds like a demon chicken. That's terrifying. Its bones are black.
Devil chicken. Devil chicken. Devil chicken.
Better the devil chicken. You better the devil chicken you know. Better the devil chicken you know.
It's very weird.
The devil you know by steps.
It's very weird how actually we go on to the chicken fact and we start singing. Just like on Fact Cock.
Oh yeah. It's something about cocks that just makes me want to sing.
La.
I've
got a question on the back of this one.
Well, no, I'm still getting over the fact that this chicken has black bones. Why is that funny?
It's just that's the bit you're hung up on. It's not the rest of it's black, it's just the bones.
But why? Why are its bones black? Are its teeth black? Oh, no way. I retract that question.
Well, so it just reminded me of also what you said about when we were talking about babies don't have kneecaps.
Oh no, they don't.
Oh, God. And then you were like, oh, well, their knees kneecap. Okay.
Oh, for someone who's really smart, I ask a lot of stupid fucking questions.
Anyway, the question.
Right, of course.
Which, actually, I've got two questions off it. The first off is, if you would want a chicken in a certain colour, what would be the colour that you'd wanted? And also, what would you use it for?
Well, I'd use it for eggs. And...
Hey, that means they would have that colour eggs as well. Maybe that chicken lays black eggs.
Like completely black eggs.
Yeah.
Within its black bones.
And also, if you add KFC with it, that'd be a bit weird. Because see, well,
they did a in KFC in I think Japan. They did a maybe it was McDonald's or Burger King. It was a fast food retailer did an entirely black burger with squid ink.
Right.
So it was black bun, black burger, black condiment. I think black vegetables. Mm. Like super expensive. I think I would want the chicken to just. I don't really care what colour the chicken is. I've always said.
You just want it chicken coloured.
No, because that makes it sound like any other chickens I'm being racist towards.
Okay.
Like black chickens with black bones. I've always wanted chickens though. Genuinely, I want chickens.
Have you seen the programmes where like they have like a chicken that's had a stroke and it's called Stretchy or something?
What?
There was a programme I saw.
I mean, I've seen the film Chicken Run.
Twisty. There was a chicken called Twisty that had a stroke, and that's why it was called Twisty.
Thanks for sharing.
And they want to have, like, their own little names, like, based on what they do. Like Pecky, for instance.
Why wasn't that one called Strokey?
Because it was twisted.
Right.
But I think it might have had another stroke and dead now.
No, it's just called Deddy.
Yeah. The other question I had on the back of that, actually, was if you could... change the colour of yourself into a certain colour, would you have a...
Can I change myself back?
Yeah.
Can I be like a... Is it like a chameleon?
Yeah, I suppose so. You'd have to pick out what thing you would blend into regularly was that colour. I was thinking somewhere comfortable.
Like mattress coloured?
Yeah, or sofa coloured. I mean,
well, no, sofas come in all colours. Mattresses generally come in one colour.
What, that kind of...
like beige.
Yeah.
Eggshell white.
Yeah.
Unless you're a black chicken with black bones, in which case it's probably a black egg.
I wouldn't mind, right? You know, like in some sofa shops where there's sofas off the ground, where they've got it, like, in the sky, not in the sky... on a shelf.
Right. If, are you all right?
Yeah.
Just checking.
Just chicken. If you
that was a good pun, and I didn't give that enough recognition because I didn't understand it.
Yeah.
Until I took 10 seconds. I was like, oh, I see what he's done there. Yeah. Okay.
If there was like one of those sofas that's in the sky on a shelf that you could...
looking up to the sofa in the sky.
No one would see that you were there if you were blended into it, and you can come and go as you please.
I hope you're not jizzing on these sofas.
I suppose if you've not had your cornflakes that morning, you probably could.
Well, I was going to say, going back to last week's podcast, would your semen be the same colour as you? And that's not me asking an ignorant question, asking if people of different races have different coloured semen.
What I was thinking was that if you were masturbating on a sofa in chameleon form...
What words
have just come out of my mouth?
That's a legitimate sentence from you.
Okay, well, if you were masturbating on a sofa in chameleon form, then I would imagine that while it was still inside you, it would be the same colour as you because it was inside you.
Right.
But once it's escaped, maybe it becomes a bit more clear. Not more clear, I mean...
Visible,
yeah. Is it time for a next one?
Yep. Thad Roberts, a former intern at NASA, served a 6-year sentence in a federal prison after having sex with his girlfriend on a bed full of stolen moon rocks gathered from the Apollo 11 moon landing mission. That is one of the most incredible stories I have ever read, ever. I mean, if you're gonna be put into prison for anything... like, I imagine on that dude's first... I don't know if a federal prison is different to a non-federal prison.
Hmm.
But I imagine him rocking up on his first... I don't imagine people just rock up to prison.
No.
Arriving on his first day, it's like, hey, dude, so what are you in? Ah, I sliced a dude's head off because he was talking about how much of a blackcurrant he was. Like, oh, what did you do? Oh, I robbed a bank. What did you do? Oh, fuck my girlfriend on some stolen moon rocks.
Yeah.
I mean, that guy is... he's either going to be a total legend...
yeah.
...or a total arsehole. Because people are like, mate, that's pathetic. What are you doing?
Why are you even in here?
I also don't imagine... I don't like it when I get a stone in my shoe. I can't imagine having sex on moon rocks is much better.
That kind of sounds like one of those things that maybe should have been kept quiet.
But he's just like, because... guys, don't let the intern moon rock fucking get out. Oh, shit.
There's a lot more worse things that have been kept a secret.
Are you comparing this to paedophilia?
Well, I wasn't, but...
so, yeah, so my question off the back of this was... yeah. If you could have sex on a bed of anything, what would it be?
Oh.
That was a really creepy, noisy mode there.
I was just thinking of what that would be.
I was just thinking of sex, and it was fine.
I don't know. I thought about the worst thing.
Right.
Which would be like a bed of jellyfish. I think I'd hate that. Because when I went to holiday, I was dodging all the jellyfish because it was jellyfish times.
Surely that would be good for people who are into water sports.
Then I did think a load of cuddly toys.
But you wouldn't want them looking at you.
I know what I would do, but I wouldn't eat them depending where they went. I wouldn't mind it if it was on a bed of M&Ms.
Do you know what the most disturbing thing about this is?
What?
As soon as you said I wouldn't eat them, all I thought was, he's going to say M&Ms. That's really worrying.
I still think we should play that game of how well do we know each other / what would we do in a situation. Do you know what the other thing I would say? It would still be sweets, but what do you know what sweets it would be?
Cola bottles?
Nope. Jelly Belly.
Of course. No, you wouldn't with M&Ms because the warmth would mean all of the colour would start to transfer. Also, chocolate.
That could lead on to other things, though.
Yeah, but you don't want an M&M accidentally going up your arse, do you?
Well, no.
Well, maybe you do, I don't know.
Well, no, you can wash that out afterwards, but I mean...
oh.
During the time of other things, like, especially around the acceptable areas that would be all right to get chocolate on, I guess. What about you? What would you...
This is just going to go into all sorts of weird shit now.
Okay.
That people are going to judge me for.
I just said M&M's, so...
I know you have. The only things I can think of are things that are slightly viable. So all I've got in my head are things like a waterbed and a bouncy castle.
Bouncy castle sounds cool.
I think that would be a lot of fun.
Yeah. So I'm just going to get some Jelly Belly out of my M&M's.
Oh, brilliant.
A dispenser.
The thing is, though, I'm well aware that now what I've just said is going to come back to haunt me. Or yeah. Not necessarily haunt me, excite me in the future.
Okay.
Just any time I go, we walk past a bouncy castle, just a little squeeze of my hand, like, oh, God. Oh, no. Oh, dear. Oh, you got me a bouncy castle for my birthday. How wonderful.
Well, they do them, don't they? And like,
they do.
Or, just as fun, I guess, trampoline.
No, I think a bouncy castle would be more fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, because at least there, you've got a little bit of seclusion.
Is it my go now?
I've kind of stunned myself into silence. So yeah, that was my last fact.
My third fact.
Mm-hmm.
If you can dig a hole through the earth, one side to the other, and jump in the hole, you would jump through, get to the middle of the earth, and then you'd start falling upwards until you made it to the opposite surface, where you would just fall down again, and then you'd kind of be over and over falling down.
You'd be stuck in a perpetual slipstream.
My question to you is, what the fuck?
I think that might be my favourite question you've ever asked me. And you've asked me a lot of things over the years.
Yeah.
I didn't do physics at all. And I failed biology and chemistry, so science really isn't my thing.
The only thing that I can think of would be, because you'd be falling so quickly from being on this side, and apparently you'd fall for about 20 minutes, I think it was, for 20 minutes to the middle of the earth, but because you were going so quickly from the other side, I'd imagine that that would kind of be enough for you to go out the other end, but because it would be a hole straight from one end to another, you would just shoot out the other end and end up in the sky.
But then obviously gravity would mean you'd have to fall straight back down again.
But you'd only be able to go back down and live if you went through the same hole, which...
I'm so confused. Why haven't Mythbusters done this yet? Come on, Mythbusters. I want you to dig a hole through the entirety of the Earth's crust, through the big bit of lava in the middle.
There's not even any mention of the lava anyway.
Talking of lava, I went to go see Inside Out this week. I cried. The reason I said lava is because lava is the name of the short that was before it. It was okay. I nearly cried at that. Very good film though.
I think we were talking about watching it as well, but...
Please go. It's fantastic.
Over here, we've got... There's a cinema that's an old-fashioned cinema.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, it's I went to one in Yorkshire a couple of years ago. Yeah, a couple of years ago, and then me and Ruby have been back like loads, which is called the Rex in Yorkshire. And the one over here is called Sherborne Cinema. I want to go there. They've got like a retro looking cinema thing. But the one in Yorkshire I loved as well. Like popcorn. I think you get like some popcorn for £3 or £2 or something.
Wait, you mean like the actual price it should be sold at?
Yeah, and you get Haribo for £1.20.
I spent £7 on a box of sweets, but it was pick and mix, and because I'd gone on my own, I was like, I'm going to treat myself to all of the things. And it was good. It was really good. I recommend that.
Also, the one in Yorkshire, they also have an interlude in the middle.
Right.
Or you can get some ice cream.
Uh-huh.
Which is like... Again, like £1.60.
The problem is, though, I'd be really pissed if I'd got into a film and they were like, oh, it's the break now. I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Stop. Why?
It seems to me that they put the break in an area. Like in
even so, it'd be good for people with weak bladders.
It's something about cocks that just makes me want to cry. Like a dog on a hard drive. Beow, beow, beow.
John Grodenberg Enterprises International Limited bring you Ruby's words of wisdom.
I'm talking about farting and pooing. And farting and pooing at the same time. Everyone does it. Babies do it the worst, though. Animals do it. Pictures don't do it. Toys don't do it. Things that do move poo, wee and poo, wee at the same time. The worst one's probably pooing. Someone pooing all over you is quite disgusting. But so is farting and weeing. They stink a lot. Some smell like cabbage, some smell like broccoli. It depends what you've been eating. If you haven't eaten anything, what's the last thing you've eaten? It'll smell like that. Trees don't have bones.
Lemonade will probably make you pee quite a lot because it's not thick. You can drink it without any teeth.
Yesterday, I weed and pooed at the same time.
A man called police attempting to press charges when his girlfriend what?
Wait, when you say a man called police, his name isn't police.
No.
Okay.
No. Hey, I'm police blackcurrant. No. A man called the police attempting to press charges when his girlfriend blank. It's nothing to do with domestic violence.
Okay. First one is, wouldn't have sex with him.
Not that. I would force her to have sex with me, but I would rather you locked her up.
The second one, maybe borrow the car, and he was a bit annoyed that he couldn't use the car. Or wear her clothes. Maybe he enjoys wearing her clothes. Police blackcurrant enjoys wearing his girlfriend's clothes.
Right, what are you going to go with?
Clothes.
Okay. A man called West Yorkshire Police. His name's not West Yorkshire Police.
Okay.
A man called... Oh, God, there's no punctuation in this. I hate you. A man called West Yorkshire Police to complain that his girlfriend and their cat had eaten his bacon.
My girlfriend is like, my cat eat my bacon.
The caller told a dispatcher, according to the Yorkshire Evening Post. When asked what the caller wanted police to do, he responded,
I want to press charges.
At that point, the dispatcher asked if police should arrest his girlfriend or the cat, to which the caller said,
both of them.
Sir, it's not an offence to let your cat eat your bacon, and we don't arrest cats, she said.
No, but me girlfriend allowed the cat to do it,
he continued. Finally, she told him that the cat's alleged offence did not qualify as an emergency. So have you had any problems with any troublesome pussycats?
Not recently. I know my cat tried to eat my noodles once and I got a bit cross with it.
Did you want to call the police and press charges?
Not really, no. I've never really wanted to press charges on an animal.
Have you ever had to call the police?
Plenty of times. have you?
I almost foiled a robbery once.
Wow.
Yeah, it's not as exciting as it sounds. Yeah. Someone was stealing my neighbour's lawnmower and I was in my bedroom and noticed it, and then the police were called.
Oh, I thought it was going to be one of those things of, like, you're walking back from work one day, then all of a sudden you hear this alarm going off from somewhere, and then you see these guys in the distance, like, in the back of a car, like, throwing money in. Go, quick, we got to hurry up. Or otherwise the Rogers will come and get us.
Did you mean Rozzers?
Yeah, the Rozzers, sorry. Breathe! The Rogers will come and get us. They can hear the sirens. Like, quick, the Fluffer come in. Maybe, like, you were walking past and you were like, actually, I'll try. So you were like,
hi, I've just walked past the bank and there seems to be something going on in there.
And then,
that's fairly accurate, to be honest.
And they're like, okay, what's going on? Yeah, and then you can say,
I can see a man with a bag throwing it into the back of a car.
And then the person on the other side is, okay, don't worry about it, we'll send an officer out.
We'll alert the Rogers.
Yeah, we'll alert the Rogers.
And then at the end, did they say, Roger that?
Yes. Uh-huh. And then the next thing you see about it is in the newspaper, like in the Plymouth Gazette or whatever it's called.
Evening Herald.
Okay. And then it'd just be like two people on the front page in a struggle with the police, and the police doing like a we caught them pose. And then it'd be on the news as well, on the telly. And then you will be quoted on the telly thing, a woman called up the police.
She sounded really fit.
I wouldn't have said my impression of you was necessarily sounding fit.
I don't know. I know what I sound like, and I know I sound hot as fuck.
Did I sound hot as fuck then, when I was...
You sounded a bit like you had a stick up your ass, which is mostly accurate.
I noticed that you did the I think at uni, and yeah, I was like, that's precise.
No, it wasn't anything as exciting as that.
Okay.
Unfortunately. What's your new story, please?
Okay, I sent you this one the other day.
Oh, you did?
So you know which one it is going to be about.
I know what's coming, Johnny.
Yes.
Oh, no, I said that weird.
Well, it's not the vagina, because you're saying goodbye to that, ladies, according to Metro.
Why did you just go, ladies?
Lady, I didn't mean lady. There's now a new feminist word for your front bottom.
I hate that phrase.
Which is why you like to use the word...
cunt.
So, here we go. Words like foof, fairy, front bum, minge, and clout...
All of those I hate.
...are officially extinct.
Good.
There is now a feminist term for your vagina. We hereby christen your lady garden as a snipper. What do you think of that, Zoe?
Can I just have cunt and be done with it?
Well, I suppose it makes sense. I don't know how to say this person's name, but Anne Kostovics, this social worker based in Malmö in Sweden, claims to have invented the word back in the year 2000 because she needed a word to refer to her daughter's private parts. I thought, if this is a girl, I'll have to have a word for her genitals. Existing Swedish words like fitta, muff, and mutter are all considered harsh, smutty, or sexualized, so it's not appropriate for a young girl.
The thing is, if I'm talking about a muff, I'm literally talking about someone I put my hand inside. Stop, Zoe. Just stop.
She told The Guardian that it came from a gender equality perspective. I said that really weird. So apparently boys have a word for it, which is snop.
Ugh.
In Swedish, which means willy, and girls don't have that, and it made her a bit cross. So a sex education agency in Sweden also backed the term a klitra to describe female masturbation. I kind of like the idea, as in to say a playful word for a vagina, because I just thought it was fanny.
Right.
You had a willy and a fanny.
But obviously that's a problem when you get to America, as I think we maybe discussed last week.
Willy and snipper.
Makes me think of, like, scissors.
Yeah, me too, like Scissor Sisters.
Oh, that's kind of clever. Isn't that slightly more highly sexualized than before?
Yes.
I think people should be able to call it what they want, when they want.
If you lick me, I taste of sausage. I'm going to marry you one day. Like a dog.
What's your thoughts on today's podcast?
I've had a lot of fun. That has been really fun today.
Yay, me too. Well, at least after this podcast is finished, I will still be Johnny Robinson. You'll be Zoe Fell, who is dreaming about having sex on some sort of bed.
Yeah, maybe that'll sort out my wrist and my leg.
A bouncy castle.
A girl can and will dream.
So I am Johnny Robinson, and I'll still be Johnny Robinson when the podcast is finished.
And I'm Zoe Fell, and I'm going to my bed alone. Bye!
Do you know what you want to get to simulate Bouncy Castle? You get a blow-up bed.
Bye! Soundgrills.co.uk